I'm not superstitious, but that sounds like bad luck city.
If you're like most people, you occasionally participate in superstitious thinking or behaviour, often without even realising you're doing it. Just think, when was the last time you knocked on wood, walked within the lines, avoided a black cat, or read your daily horoscope? The word superstition is commonly applied to beliefs and practices surrounding luck, prophecies, and certain spiritual beings, particularly the belief that future events can be influenced by specific, unrelated, prior actions or events.
Right, wet play.
We thespians believe it's bad luck to mention the name of this particular play out loud.
You mean Macbeth?
Quiet, you blundering fool! You'll curse us all!
What, by saying Macbeth?
If an athlete develops a ritual before a game, it may help to calm and focus them, like repeating a mantra. That's not superstitious. On the other hand, if you think tapping a ball a certain number of times makes you win the game, you've entered superstitious territory. Wanting more control or certainty is the driving force behind most superstitions. We tend to look for some kind of rule or explanation for why things happen. Sometimes the creation of false certainty is better than no certainty at all, and that is what much of the research suggests. No matter how confident or prepared you are for an event, whether it's a football game, a wedding, or a presentation, things can still happen beyond your control. Superstitions provide people with the sense that they've done just one more thing to try and ensure the outcome that they're looking for.
This is my lucky day. Yep, my lucky day.
We asked around to see what some of your superstitions were and where they came from.
Used to, probably not anymore.
Yeah, what were they, do you know?
Played state league basketball, so I would wear the same underwear and same socks if I was playing well, and then when I played bad, I'd change the next and keep wearing them while I played well. Oh, I have coached at a state level as well, and I did wear the same set of clothes for 5 years as we were very successful, so that was it. But only sport related, it's silly, but yeah.
But sometimes I complain I'm unlucky as well.
Why is that, do you think?
Because sometimes it's just really unfortunate. Life is just really hard sometimes.
Don't walk under a ladder, don't break a mirror, don't start a new job on Friday. Oh yeah, number 13, but I lived in number 13 in two different houses. Didn't worry me. They're probably haunted.
I am not. I am too rational for superstition.
I mean, I'm not superstitious, but I believe in things that are like not, can't be explained, and I don't really want them to be explained. It's just like, oh, that's a thing. Leave that as it is, you know? Like, I like to believe that like there is something after death. But I mean, I have no idea, and no one will know because you'll be dead when you find out, right?
It's just funny little things like not putting my shoes on the table, things like that. No, I will not walk under a ladder because I'll never open an umbrella in sight. Oh, I guess all the traditional ones I tend to follow, but I find that putting shoes on the table really interesting because it actually makes sense. I would go out of my way to walk around a ladder, like as far away as I could. The glass, luckily I haven't broken a mirror or anything because that terrifies me, what will happen, but I'll just try and put a positive spin on it, like things will change.
A sense of security and confidence are perhaps the greatest benefits we get emotionally from superstitious thinking or behaviour, like carrying an object or wearing an item of clothing that you deem to be lucky. There is a positive placebo effect. If you think something will help you, it may do just that. There is a tremendous amount of power in belief. If the outcome is a matter of pure luck, beliefs don't really have any impact. However, when your performance is a key factor in an outcome, superstitious thinking might give you an extra boost.
Excuse me, I have a performance to give.
Good luck!
It's bad luck to say that too!